Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Most children have been told at one time or another by frustrated parents, eat your vegetables. In my backyard, Lisa Brault visits one farmer's market that teaches that veggies are far more interesting if you know where they come from.
Lots of kids have wandered through my gardens to get some firsthand knowledge about how food grows. First my own kids and their friends, and now occasionally other people's kids. I've seen more than a few light bulbs go off in my backyard. Kids not having access to a home garden in season doesn't mean there aren't other opportunities for them to learn about where their food comes from. In fact, I'd argue that learning about the provenance of food in an environment that isn't school or home, where the teachers are neither classroom teachers using a curriculum nor parents with a vegetable eating agenda, might be the most effective way to teach kids about it. Sprouts at the Market is kids' nutrition and farm linkage programming for young children at Urbana's Market at the Square in Urbana, Illinois. Full disclosure here, I was the market's director at the time the program was developed in partnership with then U of I dietetics student Jennifer Hewitt in 2008. We knew we wanted kids to have something to do at the market, and we became fond of the idea of having young kids meet their vegetables, to start having a relationship with their food, and to have their caregivers take part. Jen now works in Springfield as a clinical dietitian in the NICU at St. John's Hospital, but she came back to visit Sprouts and to reminisce about the old days.
Having parents and caregivers not be afraid to try new things, I think that's huge. I mean, I think we saw that over and over again at the market with Sprouts at the Market. You know, it kind of went both ways, actually. In a way, we were preaching to the choir over there because we had parents who were already at the market with their children there. On the other hand, I had many, many, many instances where a parent would say after the program was over, I had no idea he would eat tomatoes.
Sprouts at the Market doesn't just survive, it thrives. Once a month during most of the market season, kids wend their way through the market, parents or other caregivers in tow, visiting information stations catering to both the child, who usually gets to taste an in-season fruit or vegetable at each stop, and to the grown-ups, who receive nutritional information about the sampled items and tips on preparation from the registered dietitians who prepare the handouts and are on site to answer questions. There's almost always an activity for the kids to complete at each station. They'll get a card punched or a market passport stamped, which they bring back to the main Sprouts table after they've visited each station to receive a certificate of completion. Participating farmers donate produce for sampling and are happy to answer questions, ranging from queries about how many chickens the farmer has to why their carrots are yellow, not orange. By using the market as the point of education, kids, especially the repeat visitors, get a sense of the rhythm of the food production year in our part of Illinois. On a sunny Saturday morning just a few weeks ago, the market's manager, Natalie Kenny Marquez, explained that day's Sprouts activity.
Today is our Sprouts at the Market event with our partner, the Great Pumpkin Patch from Arthur, Illinois, and they're here to present the theme From Dirt to Dessert and Beyond. And so we have stations set up that allow kids about the ages of 3 to 8 years of age go around and learn all about the dirt, so the Illinois soil, which is super rich and wonderful, especially for growing pumpkins and other squash, things like that. And then from then they move on to the next table, which is a rainbow of squash. We also have an A to Z of squash today. And then the kids finish off at the Homestead Bakery, which is a part of the Great Pumpkin Patch, and they have pumpkin cookies. So that's where the dessert part of From Dirt to Dessert and Beyond comes in.
I headed into the market to find Matt Condell, the manager of the 200 Acres, which is home to the Great Pumpkin Patch. He's a well-known expert on kirkabits, pumpkins, and squash, and today he's easy to spot. He's tall, he's wearing a bright orange t-shirt and a hat, and he's also a dad. So holding court with several kids at a table filled with a different squash for every letter of the alphabet, which he's doing when I find him, is second nature to him.
I've got Queensland Blue. Do you want to hold that, Sydney? That is from Australia, and what color is it for everyone around?
Bluish green.
That's a bluish green or a steel gray, some people might say. Did you know there was a blue pumpkin? Did you know there were blue pumpkins? Did you know there were flat white pumpkins?
Kind of.
kind of, sort of, yeah. These, you know, there's red, knobby pumpkins and funky, crazy pumpkins from all over the world.
He believes getting kids interested in food at an early age is crucial.
We were just talking about this on the drive up. I think it's important to get kids at an early age because I think people take for granted where the food comes from. They think it comes from the big chain store or the whatever. You know, you can go buy food in a package, you know, plastic package, and that's how it comes. And that's certainly not the case. And anyone who sits down and thinks about it for 2 seconds and realizes that there are producers behind this, there are farmers behind this, there's planning, there's sweat, there's tears, there's blood. And so if we can get the kids at a younger age to start being cognizant that their food just doesn't, you know, land on the table or in their laps in the car out of a bag, then we're going to create more educated consumers, which will hopefully in turn help support local producers.
What does the future hold for Sprouts? Kenny Marquez is already planning for Sprouts 2014.
We're meeting here shortly to talk about the dates and the topics and things we're going to do. And actually, I've had adults come to me and ask if they could participate in a Sprout-style event. So maybe we should do a Sprouted event for the adults, because I know we could all learn a little bit more, and it's a lot of fun. So things to come for sure.
Sprouts for the kids isn't done yet, though. The end of the gardening season might be here, but Sprouts will tackle composting for kids in the final session for the season this Saturday. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.